Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Daddy's home.
Na, 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 na. It's Chuck and Chernoff. Na, 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 na. It's Chuck and Chernoff. It's 3 o'clock on the dot. You know what that means. It's time for Matt, Lana, and the King. Na, 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 na. It's Chuck and Chernoff. Na, 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 na. It's Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan. Driving home Atlanta is a traffic jam. But we've got Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan. Na, 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 na. It's Chuck and Chernoff. Na, 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 na. It's Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan.
Yes, indeedy duty, as we get it cranked up in our 3 o'clock hour. We are live today on the premises of the Atlanta Community Food Bank, one of the great organizations in our city, always doing great work. I'll remind you, you can go to acfb.org. During the holidays, food becomes a major focal point for a lot of family gatherings and for a lot of folks who don't have food on the table. You can help out. Again, go to acfb.org. The 3 o'clock hour of our program is brought to you by This Stuff Matters. Listen to the new This Stuff Matters podcast that's posted at 680 The Fan's website, right under the podcast header, or at thisstuffmatters.net. Let's start the 3 o'clock hour by welcoming Chuck Oliver back.
Hey, Matt.
Hi, Chuck.
Will you do something for me tonight?
Okay, ask.
Bring Daddy some sugar.
Is that code for something?
Sugar!
Voice sounds good.
Yes, please.
There he is.
Come and put it down on me.
Wow.
Show me good loving. Make it all right.
The acapella, Chuck, is always good.
Need a little sweetener in my life.
When you take the music out from underneath it, it doesn't sound as close to the original.
It's pretty good.
Playing along with it, like what was in my ear when I was singing, again. Never mind.
What do you think the heartbeat today of Desmond Ridder was when he either got the call or found out, or maybe it wasn't today, maybe he was told earlier, but the rest of the world found out that Desmond Ridder will be the Falcons' starting quarterback per several reports, and now it's at least been confirmed by media members that this is the case, that Desmond Ridder will be the starter for the Falcons when they are in New Orleans, when they come back from their bye week. So for Falcon fans, it'll be their first chance to look at a young quarterback with some hope and expectations since number two took the first snap back in 2008.
Well, he's a competitor, so was he thinking when he got the news, whenever it was, I don't know, 3 days ago or two, whenever. He says all the right things. I've been preparing for this, and I'm confident my whole life in Cincinnati. I'm ready. Let's go. Play tonight. Then there's taking the first team reps, and you're going against – it's going to be a whole – you're going against an NFL defense, a real live NFL defense, not guys trying to make a team in August.
By the way, a good defense, too.
Yeah, where he had some success in not numbers, if you just looked at the numbers from August, but if you watched him, he made some plays.
He looked poised for the preseason.
Yeah. So, against guys who were trying to make a team.
Yeah.
So he was also – being protected by guys trying to make a team, handing off to guys trying to make a team, and throwing to guys. So it wasn't equal. Now it's in the middle of a real live game.
The other part of this, and again, we have a week plus to look forward to it, they babysit the offense with Marcus. So I don't know from a numbers standpoint, like he'll look different, but Marcus throws the ball 15 to 20 times a game. A lot of the same routes they're going to call, a lot of the same stuff they're going to – the Falcons didn't trust Marcus, so you might say, well, what's going to be different about a rookie? It might not look much different, but I know Falcon fans wanted to see number four get the call, and that will happen next week. What does that mean for next year? Well, no, nobody knows. One of two things. And four games is not going to be a representative sample, but if he does enough that the Falcons feel comfortable that he can battle for the starting job next year, then Marcus Mariota is not going to be here. He's due to make $12 million, Marcus is, in 2023 with a $3 million roster bonus on the fifth day of the league year. You don't pay a backup that kind of money. Desmond, if he's not the starter, could be a cheap backup if the Falcons want to go another way and spend for their future at quarterback. But for the final four games, if you wanted to make it intriguing, have Falcon fans dive in a little bit more, invest more, because nothing's been more boring than watching the Marcus Mariota offense for most of the year, and especially the last 4 or 5 weeks. So we'll see what Desmond's going to look like next
Sunday. Thursday night in Carolina really started him in.
It did. It's been awful ever
good
since.
Night.
The hot stove.
I want to throw some in there.
Well, the stove's hot, Chuck.
Nope. It'll stay hot.
All right.
You said something there about it's not going to be a accurate representation for games.
It's not enough to know.
I hope fans understand. It's not an accurate representation of what he can be as an NFL quarterback. It's not even close to it. It's an accurate representation of a rookie making his first four NFL starts. It absolutely will be. And so I hope that's what we all keep in mind is that we're staring at a guy taking his first snaps, much less starts or whatever. This is his action. Go get it, Desmond. So.
I'll say something that we'll say for the next 10 days, but if he is a grease fire, fans will act like that's it. What a waste of time building up to this guy. Or if he actually plays well. Let's say Desmond in his first start, I don't know, he goes 15 for 23 for a $185 and 2 touchdowns. Oh, they'll tell you that's it. We're good. Neither one's going to be true. But those will be the reactions to one game in New Orleans, no matter what happens. All right, back to the hot stove already in progress. San Diego was going to get someone. They were spending one way or another. They offered more to Aaron Judge. He turned it down to go back to New York. They offered Trey Turner more. He took less to go to Philly. But they ended up overnight signing Xander Bogaerts to an 11-year, $280 million deal, which, bully for them, what does it mean for the Braves? Dansby Swanson put his head on his pillow last night. He woke up this morning probably richer. I'm at a loss over a couple of things here. Not the Trey Turner. I said Trey's a phenomenal player. Xander's really good. I didn't know we were back in the 11-year business. Xander will be 41 in his final season, and it's not a guess on my part to tell you. The last three or four of Xander, the last couple and 3 years of Trey, the last several years of Aaron Judge, they're going to be just losses.
Hell, keep going, Matt. It has become almost an accepted. It's almost an accepted with the absolute top guys, or kind of the top guys, that it's 2 or 3 years of an annuity at the end. It wasn't intentionally that way, but like Albert Pujols, that may be the first example, I don't know, of we blatantly understand that the last 2 or 3 years of this, we're not, but we want you so bad and you're so iconic, so come on.
That happened with Miggy Herrera too.
And it's going to be an annuity.
Yep.
Well, that's what we're, it's now. You're not going to have Bryce Harper running around in year 12 or 13, are you?
I don't think so.
No. But what are you doing? It's an annuity. You know what? You did this, and so it's almost become expected now.
So Xander got 25.4 a year.
God bless his agent.
And I'm only doing the on average. Yeah. I don't know the breakdown. Trey Turner got 27. Correa's going to get 30, I have to believe. I don't know the length of years.
We go back to Minnesota.
We're running out of teams.
Shortstops.
I think, yes. But there are only so many. There's a handful of teams that will do this, that will spend 11 for that kind of money. It's the Dodgers. It's the Mets. It's the Yankees. It's the Phillies. It's the Giants.
Like, will the Cardinals do that? Because they're in it for Dansby, I hear.
They might be, but if Dansby gets 11.
Giants will. After what they didn't get.
So I think the Giants are going to get Correa. That's the one that just
makes. What are the Twins going to do?
I don't know if the Twins are in that business. The Twins shocked the world with 3 years of Correa, but they knew he was only going to be there a year. That was like, sure, if you stay, we'll be thrilled. But they knew he was a year for $30 million. We'll find out. I don't see the Braves being anywhere close to giving Dansby that kind of amount of years or that AAV. Once the AAV gets over 22, 23, I think this ends the conversation of Dansby returning here.
Yeah, 40-year-old shortstop.
If the years get past 5 or 6, the conversation closes. And if Dansby gets it, good for him. So happy for him. If there's a chance the Dodgers today say, we can go get Dansby. We'll give him 7 years, give him 26 a year, and they've got their shortstop and they have half the Braves' former infield.
You may have your principles intact. You may have your payroll intact. You may not have a shortstop.
True.
And so all that's, yeah, you'd be standing there with your, I mean, we held the line. Yes, you did. And he plays in Chicago now.
What if, though, the Braves were to pivot, go do something in left field, fill shortstop with something less attractive like Elvis Andrus or something of that like, and the lineup's still deep and talented, and they're still good enough to win a championship? That's very much a possibility because they're so good at so many positions. That is what Alex Anthopoulos would be thinking.
And, again, what you just said, what A-Train's thinking, I believe is, and we didn't disrupt this chain that we have that links all of our best players, and we didn't say, and now you're different than all of them.
Let's be clear. There's life after everybody. Like, there's life after Freddie Freeman. You saw that. There's going to be life after Dansby Swanson.
The freaking Padres. To imagine all you get, like, life after Juan Soto. You get a season and a half of Juan Soto.
He's got two more years, but that.
I thought it was this half of this season. No,
he's got 23 and, I believe, 24, but we'll okay. Look at it. The Braves did make their first semi-significant move last night. And I'm glad they did something because I said yesterday Braves fans were having transaction FOMO. There were a lot of things going on, and this one's not going to move the meter a ton, but you know Alex loves his bullpen depth, so they made a move picking up relief pitcher Joe Jimenez from the Tigers. They gave up, and this surprised a lot of folks who know about the prospect world, Justin Henry Molloy, who might have been their top position prospect along with Jake Higginbotham, who's just kind of a depth guy. The Braves got a little cash back in the deal. So trading away Molloy is a little surprising, but the Braves every year now are in put a ring on it mode. Like, they're not in waiting on Molloy mode. They're not in let's see what happens with the mode. They're like, we need a setup guy for Iglesias to add more depth to Colin McHugh, to Dylan Lee, to AJ Minter. Iglesias moves into the closer role. We hope Kirby Yates is there. They're working on a year-by-year we want to go win a championship right now, and that's why you make this move, because the numbers on Jimenez are through the roof. Top five in strikeout percentage, a FIP of straight up 2, an XFIP of 270. He's cheap as can be, so it adds to that part of the bullpen that you didn't overspend on, and the bullpen just adds more depth. So I get what they're doing, but if Molloy turns into a big-time player, you're going to look back and think, we traded Molloy for a year of this. That's the risk Alex is taking.
What do you think about a guy in the bullpen where he, I think a starting pitcher, I honestly think a starting pitcher, it doesn't matter. I'm pitching for a good team, bad team, team in the middle. Bullpen, I think it matters, because if you pitch for a bad team out of the pen, it really doesn't matter. You come in and you know you're going to lose 98 games that year, and so it just doesn't. And you got crappy defense behind you, and nobody's in the stands.
Well, are you better than the defense?
So it's easy to pitch.
It's easier, there's no doubt, but. And I've never seen the guy pitch. But everything I'm reading about him from Detroit people and others, the stuff's there. Like, he's good.
Awesome.
And he now moves into that.
Like, Shane Green was in Detroit.
Shane had some of the overachieving, but the stuff was never there with Shane. Like,
no,
it
wasn't.
Like this.
It wasn't.
So we'll see what it looks like. But the Braves add their first piece in the bullpen. And I've said all along throughout all the Dansby stuff, other than Dansby, let's move that aside for a minute. Alex is working in the margins. I mean, I know people don't want to hear that. Had the Braves traded or signed Iglesias yesterday instead of when they did at the deadline, traded for him?
It was a huge move.
Right, everybody would have gone nuts, but it's not in the offseason mode.
Especially the upgrade of saying from Kenley left, signed with Boston, and look who the Braves signed.
That's exactly.
Wow.
Right. But the margins are, we need to add to the pen, we need another bat, we need something off the bench, separate of Dansby.
Now, if two more years, Iglesias?
Three more.
Wow, I'm off on the contract.
If Dansby leaves, well, you have to do more than the margins, but that's kind of where the Braves were, and the Hawks still stink. They lost in New York last night, and they're breaking now. It's not just that they're average. DeJounte Murray leaves in the first quarter with an ankle, doesn't return. You were already without DeAndre Hunter. You were already without John Collins, and the Hawks shot a cool 6 for 36 from 3. Bogey was 0 for 10. I've never thought that was something. A.J. Griffin was 1 for 8. Trey was 0 for 4. Those three combined to shoot 1 for 22 from 3-point range. Eek. Gads.
Trey is balding.
I'm sure the Knicks fans had a good time with him, and Julius Randle went off last night. Hawks are in Brooklyn tomorrow night to play KD and Kyrie. And good news, Ben Simmons will be back for the Nets tomorrow.
Why was that? That was an ESPN game.
It was.
Why?
It's Hawks-Knicks. Nice little sellable rivalry. Trey and the Knicks.
Okay.
Easy.
All right.
One quick note on Georges. They remain a 6.5-point favorite. That line is
because it wasn't great. Two great teams.
No.
Okay, sorry.
But it's storylines about the NBA.
Right,
that line has not budged since it opened, and I don't know when it will, if it moves at all. It seems like it's just about right. We have so much downtime before we get to the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. We have another 23 days, so we have all this time to fill and content needed. I was reading a good piece about Jalen Carter, where Mel Kiper at ESPN still thinks he's going to be the first non-quarterback or could be the first non-quarterback off the board. It'll come down to Jalen or Will Anderson, and that's fine. That's just an opinion.
How can you take the interior guy over the pass rusher?
I'll tell you why. SEC Network analyst and former NFL safety Roman Harper had a compliment of Jalen Carter. Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down.
Quote, he reminds me a lot of Ndamukong Suh. With his power, ability, and ability to pass rush, stop the run, all of it. That's how you would consider if it's Cortez Kennedy, if it's Suh, if it's Sapp. If it's, and you're telling me Jalen's in that company, that's the only reason you would ever do it. And you could play him on a 3-4. You could move him in. And I think you do a million things with Jalen.
You do J.J. Watt stuff
yes.
with him?
I think you do anything with Jalen. I think Jalen's a freak show of an athlete.
All right.
But I would take Will Anderson over him.
There you go. I would as well.
Yeah, it's not a shot at Jalen.
You're right. If it's Ndamukong Suh, who has put himself into the Hall of Fame playing over a guard.
He's a wrecker, a game wrecker. All right, let's get our Wing It an idea.
It's time to Wing It. Presented by WNB Factory. Serving up Atlanta's best wings and burgers with over 60 locations. Find yours at WNBFactory.com.
We'll take your Wing It idea answers at the Harrah's Cherokee Casino's Twitter feed. We didn't have time to get into it in the two. We'll try to get to it. Chuck has another one of his can't miss.
I didn't say can't miss.
Long odds like bets.
Bet the Rockets.
So I don't want to spit it up here because we have a lot of time we need to invest in this. But we'll keep this simple. What was your worst bet?
This is a good. Will you put some good karma on this? How dare I tell you about this and you decide, hey, worst idea?
All right, hold on. There was a guy who once told me to give him $25 for a 16-leg parlay when I was in Vegas, and the first game lost.
Okay, it was a 9-leg parlay, and we won 5 of those.
Yeah, but we lost the first game out of the shoot.
All right.
Brandon Joseph, worst bet?
BJ, you got something you want to add?
BJ powdering his
nose.
BJ,
you got something you want to add?
How about that?
Oh, no? I thought you were going to jump in here for a second.
All right, Dan Matthews, worst bet.
Well, don't they say that your last loss is your worst bet? So it was a 4-leg parlay. I went 0-for-4 in every single one of them this weekend.
Good for you trying.
Kansas State, TCU, the game, Fresno State, Boise State, Georgia, -17, all down.
You should get paid for
losing. Georgia got one, but...
All right, Brian Hoyt, your worst bet.
Yeah, I was in Vegas one time, and this guy talked me into giving him $25 for a 9-team parlay, and we lost the first game.
Okay. Look, first of all, I'll say, only an 8-leg parlay. And do you know how I'm funding this?
How?
With the 25 you took from us?
My season sports wagering total at Harrah's. I am plus $280.45.
Please tell me you're not betting that on an 8-leg parlay.
This ticket pays 42 large.
Okay, no, that ticket pays nothing.
No, it pays 42 large.
I hit a 6-leg parlay earlier this year. Will you let me help you?
Octopus bet, #8legs.
All right, I want to get to this because I want to hear your 8 legs. Will you share that with us later?
No.
You're not going to tell us who you're betting?
I haven't been able to bet him yet, and I don't want the numbers to move.
I'm sorry, you don't want the public.
I've got them. I'll let you see them.
All right, I'll try to help you.
At your volume, it'll be fine.
Yeah, and Matt, you're perfect. Do play this week with me.
Thank you, Dan. You can send your answers, your worst bet, to the Harrah's Cherokee Casino's Twitter feed. Your chance to win Chuck's dinner comes up in less than 15 minutes.
You can't win!
Coming up next, though, Stetson Bennett is so close to GOAT status in Athens.
Nah.
If he's not there already, we'll talk about him next. From Chuck and Chernoff and everybody here at The Fan.
It's Passover.
Just missed.
Is it not Passover? Are you sure?
I feel pretty confident in that. We are live at the Atlanta Community Food Bank. We're here until 6 o'clock. We'll have one of their fine folks stop by and talk to us about the initiative going on here, but I'll be very clear. We're around the holiday time. Having food on the table for a lot of us is something we take for granted. It shouldn't be, though, because there are a lot of folks struggling in that vein, and the folks here at Atlanta Community Food Bank do such a great job of helping, and they want to see if you guys will help out as well. You can go to acfb.org to help out during the holidays. We'll give you a chance to win Chuck's dinner.
You can't win!
Coming up in 5 minutes, you can hop aboard now, you hop aboarders, at 404-231-1110. 1680 to have a chance to win. Before we go there, as we get closer to Saturday night's Heisman Trophy presentation where Stetson Bennett will be featured, I've said over and over, I don't think he will win, but I'd love to see it as an upset. It would be a lot of fun because it would continue to give people a poop burger to eat. I'll say this about Stetson. He's compiling a resume that might be second to none when he's all said and done, and he's done it in about 5 minutes. And he's done it at 5'10", and he's done it at 180, and he's done it with all the doubters and the haters. There is a chance that Stetson Bennett has a resume that includes a second national championship, an SEC championship, a Heisman Trophy, a national championship game MVP, a 29-3 record, and it followed one of the craziest journeys of all time. I'm going to give Rodney DeBolsey credit on this. He had one of the great tweets, the way he laid out the journey of Stetson. It went this way. You ready? Walk-on, scout team, JUCO, backup, emergency duty, starter, injured, backup, starter again, college football playoff, championship game MVP, national champion, returning starter, Heisman Trophy finalist, SEC champion, and once again playing in the playoff. That is just remarkable movie script, like I wouldn't believe it stuff.
You're not supposed to believe it, not in a program like Georgia. There was way, you can go Google your computer or go, I don't know, look on eBay and find this. Sports Illustrated decided to be cute about 35 years ago, and they said, what the heck, why not Dudek? There was a running back named Joe Dudek, I think at Plymouth State or Slippery Rock or somewhere. And they actually started a Heisman campaign. It was like, look at his stats. He plays offense, defense, does all this stuff. I think it was Joe Dudek. And they actually got him some Heisman votes because he's the best player in college football, and they started it. That's the level that you're talking about, not the University of Georgia. And you know what? If it's Georgia, they're not going 14-1 and winning a title, or maybe 15-0 and winning another title. If this is the guy they're starting, this is the, boy, wasn't that a special season when we rallied to make a bowl game? We started 1-6, and then Stetson came off the bench, and we won 5 straight. It's not this, except it is, because we watch it every week. And not only do we watch it, we dissect it because a portion of us have wanted it to not be true. How could you not want this to be true?
Because as guys, when we say something and we're wrong, it's hard to admit. So we double down.
This happens to the Tampa Bay Rays when they have the 35-year-old rookie relief pitcher. You know why? Because they ain't the Yankees. Because of the Rays.
But the story of the rookie is like, oh, that's so impossible. But yet it's not. Former Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray, you've heard of him?
He has a record setter, started 4 years.
He tweeted, not only is Stetson Bennett going to New York City, he has moved into GOAT status at Georgia. He's the greatest quarterback in Georgia history. Wow. What has
That's
happened?
That's the guy who set records, I guess.
I know. But the stuff in 2 years, chance to be a back-to-back champion, SEC champion. He won the MVP of the championship game in year one. He's sitting in New York. He folks, he's not going to win the Heisman. But again, I'm rooting for it. He's on that stage, Stetson Bennett. If I would, do you remember the movie, Oh God, You Devil?
Yeah.
The theory, the idea behind that movie was you made a deal with the devil to try to become, in this case, the guy was a rock. He wanted to be a rock star after playing local. Like somewhere Stetson made a deal. And I don't know what that deal was, but he's going to be on stage Saturday night going, got my money's worth. And he might be drafted coming up in April or May. It just continues to just, if you're a Georgia fan, you've got to just like be loving this top to
bottom. Can I go ahead and fast forward to whatever it is before the combine or whatever? You can't draft him.
That'll be the
he's too small. You can't draft, waste a draft pick.
Yep.
Spend on a guy who can actually make a roster and help you. And then when so I've gone ahead and said all that.
No. So when he gets drafted in the sixth round, then it'll be, why did you draft him? That'll be the point after he gets taken in the draft. So remarkable, to say the least, on the resume of Stetson Bennett, and it just keeps getting better every single day. Let's give you a chance to win Chuck's dinner.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
It's suicide! You've seen him, you know how strong he is. You can't win!
It's time to win Chuck's Dinner! Served up by our next Chop Shop, a fresh modern expression of the classic American steakhouse.
I hope everybody's happy. Did you? You said you saw the Elvis movie.
I did.
You remember the scene where he's on the floor and the doctor opens the bag?
Yeah.
That's you today. Get Chuck out there.
All right.
Have him play the game.
Hold on. Did Michael Jordan have a flu game? This is your flu game. Yeah.
Joe Montana.
This is your flu game. Tell people about Arnett's Chop Shop.
Fantastic. Fantastic place. Whether it's just you and the boys, place to actually sit at the bar, watch a game, hang out, etc. But certainly if you're in a celebratory mood, head there. Or also for a Christmas party. We've done that and it was awesome.
Yeah, it's a great spot, top to bottom.
Especially if you got a $100 gift card, which in theory you could have if you answer more questions in a particular round.
I've heard that story before, yes. Great atmosphere, incredible menu. It's just this holiday time's a beautiful time to get there. All right, so Chuck is going to head to the isolation chamber. Dan Matthews is going to be your host with the most today. Your categories, we're in a holiday sort of a mood. Your category choices are Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or Christmas. Let's welcome our first contestant, Brad, who joins us on The Fan with Chuck and Chernoff. Brad, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Matthew?
Doing excellent. Have you ever played the game with us?
I have not.
I'm very excited to have you. Where are you supposed to be right now if you're not on the radio with us?
At work. But right now I'm just sitting naked in my beanbag chair eating Cheetos.
That's how we like our listeners. Good job. Yep. Brad, your category options are Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or Christmas?
We're going to have to go with Christmas.
Let's go Christmas. Let's put 60 seconds on Brad's game clock. Here's Dan Matthews. Brad, here's your chance to win Chuck's dinner.
How many days does Christmas last?
One.
Correct. Papa Noel is the name of Santa Claus in this southern state.
Louisiana.
Correct. The baby Jesus was born in this Middle Eastern city.
Jerusalem.
Incorrect. In the famous holiday song, The 12 Days of Christmas, how many swans a swimming was given?
To five.
Incorrect. This quarterback won the Heisman Trophy in 2000.
2000. I'll pass.
The David Letterman Show was filmed in front of a live studio audience at this famous New York theater.
Rockefeller?
Incorrect. In the Mummy film franchise, who did The Rock play?
All right, Brad, hold on 1 second. Let's get Chuck back in from the isolation chamber. He's doing meds, IVs, everything. He's playing this round. It's his flu game. Hi, Charles.
Hello. I am Evander Holyfield.
You're a warrior.
Right across the belt.
Brad is a Winchuck's Dinner virgin.
Oh, welcome, Brad.
He is also reportedly sitting naked in a beanbag chair.
Okay, so the moment's not too big for him, I guess.
Is that what you call it? Sounds sticky. The beanbag, you get up to stay. Anyway, your category, Chuck, is Christmas.
Go back to Brad.
All right.
What else did you, other information?
That was all I got.
Okay, all right, never mind. Go ahead.
I asked where he was supposed to be, said at work, but instead he was at home naked on a beanbag chair.
See, waiting for
Cheetos.
Eating Cheetos.
Yeah. Okay, hopefully not the Flamin' Hot.
Oh, no, those are the best ones.
He's waiting for something out of the dryer?
Like, I don't know. Maybe he just wanted to kind of play the game that way.
All right, let's do this damn thing.
Take a deep breath.
Wow.
Sounds good.
Wow, that's better.
Pretty accurate. Let's put 60 seconds on Chuck's game clock. We'll see if he can keep his dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
How many days does Christmas last?
What?
How many days does Christmas last?
Well, it's really one, but this thing says
that's
12.
That's it. There you go. Papa Noel is the name of Santa Claus in this southern state.
Is that Louisiana?
That's correct. Baby Jesus was born in this Middle Eastern city.
Jerusalem.
Incorrect. This, in the famous holiday song, The 12 Days of Christmas, how many swans a swimming was given?
What? Huh?
In the famous holiday song, what? 12 Days of Christmas, how many swans a swimming was given?
Seven?
That's correct. In the year 2000, this quarterback won the Heisman.
Say that again?
In the year 2000, this quarterback won the Heisman.
Was that Jason White?
That's incorrect. The David Letterman show was filmed in front of a live studio audience at this famous New York theater.
Wow. Rockefeller Plaza.
I think you're looking for the Ed Sullivan.
Damn.
Yeah.
Are there lifelines in this thing?
Boy, that was between you and Brad.
Yeah.
What did he miss there? He missed the 2000 Heisman Trophy winner.
Who is that? Current Georgia Tech assistant Chris coach Winkie. Chris Winkie, the Ed Sullivan Theater, and we never got to the last one.
What was that?
It was the Scorpion King for The Rock.
I wouldn't have got that.
Okay. And the Little Town of Bethlehem. You both missed Little Town of Bethlehem. Yeah.
Bethlehem.
So you got... You got three. Can you hear... Why do you keep saying,
I got Bethlehem.
you said Jerusalem.
No.
Yes, you did.
He accidentally took the green one.
You did.
Oy vey.
You sure you didn't take the orange one?
No, he took the green one.
Okay. Chuck, you got three. Good news for you, Brad got two.
You can't win.
So life card to me.
You just won shooting 7 over par. Okay, good for you. Here's our next contestant.
Fever,
I scattered 14 hits.
You really did. Chuck is hopping out, heading back to the isolation chamber. We welcome James onto the show with a chance to win Chuck's dinner. James, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
James, I'm told you are not of legal age. How old are you?
I'm 14.
Where do the high school girls hang out?
I'm not even in high school yet.
But, I mean, typically you would think in high school that's where the girls would hang out.
Well, yeah, probably. I'm in eighth grade right now, so.
James, do you have a girlfriend?
I do not.
You know what? You're single. You can mingle. Are you talking to any girls right now? Are we in that stage?
Maybe, kind
of. Listen, you don't have to say too much. James, let me be honest with you. They'll distract you. There's a lot of drama. You're better off. You got your buddies. You got basketball. You got sports. You got this show. You don't need one of those coming up the works. That's just Matt's advice. Uncle Matt looking out for you.
All right. Thank you.
Sound like my kids.
I'll take that
James, your category, he's like, shut up, old man. Your category choices are Hanukkah or Kwanzaa?
I guess I'll do Hanukkah.
Guess you'll do Hanukkah. All right, James, let's put 60 seconds on your game clock. Here's your chance to win Chuck's dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
James, how many crazy nights are there in Hanukkah?
Nine.
Incorrect.
Eight, nine.
This famous four-sided spinning top is commonly made of clay.
Material.
Correct. Hanukkah is also known as the festival of this.
Light.
Correct. These are the two colors of the Israeli flag that are shared with decorations of Hanukkah.
Orange and black.
Incorrect. This running back won the Heisman Trophy in 1982.
Bo Jackson.
Incorrect. This American city was once known as New Amsterdam.
New York.
Correct. The Rock won the 1991 national title at this school.
Miami.
That's correct.
All right, big finish there. Good job, James. Way to come correct. All right, let's get Chuck back in from the isolation chamber. He's playing against 14-year-old James, who was our contestant there. Hi, Charles.
All right, James.
Can somebody get Chuck a Q-tip? James is 14.
Do we maybe want Gillespie to, you know, sub in today?
I'm good.
Are you? James?
How's James playing at 14? Is he eligible for this?
Yeah. It's not like he needs an ID.
Well, I just don't imagine I'll see him sitting at the bar at Arnett's with a martini.
Maybe he'll take his dad.
And have chicken fingers and fries?
James is not in a relationship, but he might be talking to a girl. He didn't want to say too much, which I get. Uncle Matt was trying to help him out with a little advice.
Okay.
Stay single as long as you can. And James seemed very receptive to that advice.
Seems to be a pretty advanced palate at, you know, for Arnett's. And
I like, he wants more. He wants better. I appreciate
it. All right, well, aim high, man.
Chuck, your category is Hanukkah.
Okay.
Hanukkah.
Well, after what I just did to baby Jesus, I should really knock this one out of the park.
Go ahead and clear your throat for me. Oh, awesome. Let's put 60 seconds on Chuck's game clock. We'll see if he can keep his dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
How many crazy nights are there in Hanukkah?
8.
Correct. This famous four-sided spinning top is commonly made of clay.
Dreidel.
Correct. Hanukkah is known as the festival of this.
Lights.
Correct. These are the what two confidence. Colors of the Israeli flag that are shared with decorations of Hanukkah.
Say again.
These are the two colors of the Israeli
blue
flag.
Blue and white.
That's correct. This running back won the Heisman Trophy in 1982.
Herschel Walker?
That's correct. This American city, once known as New Amsterdam.
I don't know. New York City.
That's correct. The Rock won the 1991 national title at this school.
Miami.
That's correct.
Let me say, that's the least confident 7 you've ever got. You answered everything with a voice going up in a way. Herschel?
I'm not New York? As well as I've been at other times.
But you did run the table.
And what about young...
James got 4.
James. Good effort, James.
Now, I'm not going to tell you what to do. Holiday season. James Young, listen to the show. We're trying to find the next generation. I might throw him a card to say, James, take you and your dad and mom and go have a nice meal. I would do that for James.
Quality idea. James gets a card.
Oh, James, we shamed him into it. James is going to Arnett's Chop.
Fits in a stocking.
James, congrats.
Thank you.
Would you, instead of taking mom and dad, maybe take the girl you're talking to?
I'll think about it.
Very dismissive, James. Thank you, buddy. What's the phrase that pays?
Thank you so much.
Awesome. What a kid. I like that kid a lot. 860
The Fan.
860 The Fan.
If she's 21, she can have a martini.
What a great station 860 is. All right, our final contestant, Mark, joins us with a chance to win Chuck's dinner on The Fan. Hi, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Chuck is heading back to the isolation chamber here, Mark, just in case you were curious. Have you played with us before?
I played about a couple months ago, and I missed by one. So hopefully, hopefully I'll make some things happen today for everybody.
You're back on your revenge tour.
I could use a dinner for the wife.
I love it. I love your thing. Nice little stocking stuffer. You could tell her you bought it if you win.
Thanks.
Every great relationship is built on little white lies. Mark, it your is. Category is Kwanzaa.
Oh, boy.
Offense. Okay. Let's put 60 seconds on Mark's play clock. We'll see if he can win Chuck's dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
How many days does Kwanzaa last?
12.
Incorrect. This 42nd U.S. president was the first to acknowledge Kwanzaa as part of his yearly holiday message in December of 1997.
Clinton.
Correct. The primary colors of Kwanzaa are green, black, and this color.
So, green, black, and red.
Correct. The Black Candle is a documentary narrated by this popular poet and novelist known for I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings.
Mongelo.
That's not it. No. The quarterback that won the Heisman Trophy in 2014.
Pass.
This mobster, Paul Castellano, was gunned down in front of this famous... Nope.
All right, Mark, hold on one sec. We'll see if that number holds up as we get Chuck back from the isolation chamber. Our final round of Win Chuck's dinner. That was Mark. Played with us a few months back. He came up one short. He was back to get revenge. Hi, Chuck.
Oh, so it did not go well for him.
One short is not a win, but he wants to get his wife a gift card.
Okay, well, I hope that happens maybe, like, because you can purchase those.
Well, no, I told him, though, if he wins, he should tell his wife he bought it. And little white lies are how you build a great relationship.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
All right, Chuck, your category is Kwanzaa.
Okay.
Kwanzaa. Go ahead and clear your throat. That was a good one. Let's put 60 seconds on Chuck's game clock. We'll see if he can keep his dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
How many days does Kwanzaa last?
At least 7.
That's correct. This 42nd U.S. president was the first to acknowledge Kwanzaa as part of his yearly holiday message in December of 1997.
Was that Bill Clinton?
That's correct. The primary colors of Kwanzaa are green, black, and this color.
Red.
That's correct. The Black Candle is a documentary narrated by this popular poet and novelist known for I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings.
Is that Maya Angelou?
That's correct. This quarterback won the Heisman Trophy in 2014.
Say it again. Mariota.
That's it. Mobster Paul Castellano was gunned down in front of this famous New York steakhouse.
Sparks.
That's correct. The Rock was once known as Rocky Maivia in this wrestling association.
Mid-South.
Incorrect.
What?
I'm sorry, Adam.
What year is this?
I don't know. Adam looked at me
Hold on. How old do you think The Rock is?
Adam looked at me like I said the
it
NBA.
The Mid-South hasn't been around since like 1985. The Rock was like 11.
How the hell school. Am I supposed to...
It's called the WWE.
I didn't know.
Obviously.
Or WF. I would have taken WF.
Did I get six, though?
You got six.
And?
You left one out there.
And?
That's a big deal that you left that one out there.
And?
Mark got two.
You can't Mark. Win!
Combined, in fairness, he did combine Maya and Angelou together to have it be Mongelou.
Mongelou.
We did have a first with a door opening in the middle of the game. That's always awesome.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right. Chuck's under the weather, but he did take all three rounds. I told you he'd have a flu-like Michael Jordan game. Cue the music. Thank you to Arnett's Chop Shop. Holiday season, get out there. Tell them Matt and Chuck sent you.
Good enough performance, I guess.
Coming up next, these two Brave stars returning to form. That's so much more important than anything that Alex Anthopoulos could do or add to this club in the offseason. We'll talk about them next.
You can't win!
The baby Jesus was born in this Middle Eastern city.
What?
Baby Jesus was born in this Middle Eastern city.
Jerusalem.
Incorrect.
Oh, little town of Jerusalem.
What?
How still we see thee.
Say what again?
What?
Chuck and Chernoff live on this Thursday at the Atlanta Community Food Bank.
Piss off. I know how I sound.
Yeah, it's not good.
Dude, you sound like Ish.
You can go to acfb.org if you want to help around the holidays with so many folks who will not have food on their table, which kids are going to be out of school. You won't be getting those meals the same way. So just kind of keep that in mind. We'll have somebody in here from the Atlanta Community Food Bank to tell us more about their initiative over the holiday season. We just love working with this organization. You can find out more at acfb.org. You can also stay connected all the latest news around this radio station, your favorite fan shows, on the Fan app.
What?
All driven. I said the Fan app, all driven by Beaver Direct, the fastest and easiest way to shop online for your next vehicle. Visit BeaverToyotaOfCumming.com to see what wow really means. Download the Fan app now in the iTunes and Google Play store. So Dylan Short was in for Chuck a couple of days ago while he was on his deathbed. And he said something at the time, and I kind of said, let me let that marinate a little bit. Dylan said he thinks if the Braves didn't make one large addition at all this offseason, he still thinks they can be better than they were a year ago. And we get too caught up in the wins to probably dig into that when they won 101 games, and that's irrelevant. I mean, if they win 98, you can be better than a team that wins 101.
Sure.
You could be healthier. You could be hotter. We watched that happen 2 years ago. But I will follow up on his point in one way, because I continue to say Alex Anthopoulos' job this offseason will be working in the margins. Fill a bullpen arm. He did that last night with Joe Jimenez. Find a couple of bat pieces off the bench. We'll see maybe upgrade left field, but we'll wait on that. The two most important things for this baseball team are if Ozzie Albies and Ronald Acuna return to form and health. If you promise me right now I can get 150 games out of Ronnie and from Ozzie, I'll tell you right now they'll be better. And I don't care about the wins. They might only win 96, but they'll be better when they get to the postseason where they didn't have Ozzie and where Ronald was still kind of half of what Ronald can be. It's not that long ago. I'll give you the pre-2020 pandemic season. Ozzie Albies in 2019 hit .295 with 24 home runs, knocked in 86, stole 15 bases.
I thought he was the number one. I'm including steals. Nobody runs anymore, and he does. He can. Mm-hmm. I think that he was on the verge of becoming the number one offensive second baseman in baseball.
So I think that was his best all-around season. 2021, he hit 30 home runs, so you know he can do that. But if I just look at the all-around, I think Ozzie 2019, 2021 was really good. Ronald Acuna's 2019, .280. 41 bombs, 101 ribs, 37 stolen bases, just the traditional numbers. But don't forget, before he went down in Miami, he was putting together an MVP season that would have broken all of his single-season marks.
Yeah.
He played only 82 games in 2021, 24 home runs, knocked in 52, had already stolen 17, then the ACL injury.
He still led the team in WAR like 6 weeks later.
There's no question. I mean,
if you care about WAR.
Well, no, it is a decent enough metric to let you know how damn hard it is to replace him. If you promise me right now, Ronald and Ozzie, 150 each, first of all, I'll give you my pinky toe, because I'd rather have 150 from both of them than my pinky toe. And I know the importance of the pinky toe. I broke the pinky toe.
Oh.
It's a big deal. But I know.
It ended Deion's career, didn't it?
The turf toe.
Yeah.
I just know the importance of Ronnie and Ozzie. And because I care about you, the Atlanta Braves fan base, I'm willing to give up a pinky. Are all of you. If we put together right now a collective to all give our pinky toes to guarantee that Ozzie and Ronnie play 150 each, the Braves will be better, have a chance to win a championship, and we will show how much it means to us by all giving our pinky toes.
Is this like a tribute in your locker with a shot of rum? Like we pile up the pinky toes?
Imagine the national attention.
Or you like string them through a necklace.
If we all get together, we can do whatever we want. Put them on the Christmas tree if you want. You can do whatever.
A popcorn? But
if we have 20 or 25,000 pinky toes because Atlanta cares about
Ozzie. It makes
Ozzie,
a statement.
It does.
How committed are you? Okay,
it says we are willing to give up our pinky toe for Ozzie and for Ronnie, and I think I'm willing. Who's with me? And the pinky toe is more important than you think. I'll tell you that right now.
It'll knock you off balance.
Yes. It's a major pain once you break it. Ozzie and Ronnie, you're talking about Ronnie being a top five player. You're talking about Ozzie being a game-changing player. The Braves have always done really well to overcome injuries. None better than 21, but there is no replacing Ronnie or Ozzie. There's just none. And the Braves did a hell of a job with Vaughn Grissom for a few weeks, did a decent enough job with Orlando Arcia for a little bit, but Ozzie's Ozzie, and we know what Ronald means. Not the Ronnie we saw last year. He gave us, like, little blips of Ronnie, not the full Ronnie where it's like, oh, my God, he changes the game in every way. So if those two things happen, fill in the margins.
Can Ozzie be a shortstop? Because I'm starting to think more and more Dansby's going to play somewhere else.
Oh, I agree with you. I think he's going to play somewhere. I don't think they're moving Ozzie.
The Dodgers ain't going to be able to get a shortstop.
Well, I think the Dodgers, Dansby thing makes perfect sense.
That makes a lot of sense, but there are a lot more teams realistically involved for a $20 to $30 million shortstop than I really thought. So I think we're going to run out of shortstops for the Dodgers or Braves. Potentially.
See, I don't know. I think teams are all interested. I think fans get carried away when they hear, like, you know, the Braves checked in on Jacob deGrom. I think every team does their due diligence.
I didn't think the Padres would get one.
I think
So Ozzie can play short here.
No, they're not doing that. The Padres got one only because they didn't get Judge, because they didn't get Trey. So they're like, oh, we got money. They're going to move Tatis anyway, so that doesn't shock me. I think there's about five teams that'll really go in for the 6 or 7 or 8 or more years for Dansby. Yep. I don't even know if the Braves are one of those. I mean, maybe they'll go 6, but it still might surprise me. All right, coming up next, Chuck says there's some stupid math going on.
You got to take 22, take 4 off that, go over to 26.
Right.
That's 89.
No, it's not.
I mean, well, wait a second, 61.
Uh-huh.
22 is 83, okay. That'd be 7 more.
7 more, what? No.
Take 4 off that, that's 26 and 18.
Uh-huh.
Take 1 more off there.
Folks, our show sucks.
Wow.
But you're lucky you don't have that in afternoon drive.
What are you talking about? You
were doing math on the radio for minutes at a time. And there's always more with Mike. He's never done. I miss that man greatly. Oh, yeah, what was I saying? Yeah, Chuck said there's some stupid math going on.
What?
And it's a major warning to one local franchise. He'll share that warning with you next.
Back after this.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.